You're listening to Vatican Radio. On Thursday, September the 19th, the assassinated Archbishop of San Salvador, Oscar Romero, will be honoured in London's Southwark Cathedral as a new cross and reliquary are dedicated to his name. Archbishop Peter Smith will preside at an ecumenical prayer service recalling the life and legacy of Romero, who was shot dead while celebrating Mass on March the 24th, 1980. The 4-metre-high Salvadoran cross, especially designed by a well-known artist, will contain a skullcap and a fragment of the alb that Romero was wearing on the day of his assassination.
The focus really is the part of the blood-stained alb that we will have as a memento. It's not quite a relic because, you know, as yet we're waiting for Oscar Romero to be beatified and canonised.
Canon John O'Toole is Dean of Southwark Cathedral. He talked to me about the significance of this new Romero memorial, which also pays tribute to the late Bishop of East Anglia in the UK, Michael Evans.
Well, it's twofold. One is a personal connection because the late Bishop Michael Evans, Bishop of East Anglia, who died 2 years ago, he had a great devotion to Oscar Romero, and Bishop Michael and myself were classmates in the seminary together. And before he died, he donated £1,000 towards the Romero Memorial. So that's a personal link. And then the pastoral link here is that we have a large Latin American community and chaplaincy in the area, and we have a Spanish Mass every Sunday, which is probably our biggest attended Mass. And so it's reflecting that particular devotion, and I think it will mean a lot to that community, but not only to that community, but to a wider community.
You say Latin American community, and many of them actually from Salvador.
It's the whole of Latin America and Central America, so it covers a very wide area. We know there are the Salvadoran embassy are bringing their own people. It'll be interesting to know what proportion of the people who do come are from San Salvador. In El Salvador, but we don't know the precise numbers of that. There isn't a distinct chaplaincy for each part of the Central and Latin America.
Tell us a little bit more about the community there in Southwark.
It's served by the Latin American chaplaincy. We host, as a cathedral, obviously we have our own range of masses, but every Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Latin American chaplaincy take responsibility. Their priests come and celebrate Mass, and they also prepare their people from Latin America for their own, for First Communion and confirmation, obviously for baptism. So it's part of the wider community of St. George's. We have a very multi-ethnic community. So as well as Latin Americans, of course, we have a large Ghanaian, Nigerian, Filipino community. In the past, it was largely an Irish community when the cathedral was built. So now it reflects very much the great variety that you find in London.
I imagine the ecumenical service of blessing and dedication of this new cross will include quite a lot of Latin American elements in the liturgy, is that right?
Yes, I think the music, and it's trying to be a balanced liturgy, but it is aiming to reflect that particular culture, and some of the music has been devised by the Archbishop Romero Trust. So I think it is to express that cultural diversity, but also the ecumenical diversity. The Dean of Westminster Abbey is coming as one of the ecumenical representatives, because they have a statue of Oscar Romero outside Westminster Abbey, so just a mile away from us. So it is drawing Christians of different traditions, and hopefully people of other faiths and no faith who will be inspired by Oscar Romero's life and example.
How important a figure do you think he is, really, for people in Britain today?
Well, that's a good question. He should be a very significant figure. I mean, again, it's a matter of hopefully if he is beatified and canonized, that will raise his profile. But I think the message he gives of trying to live our faith in action and being a voice for the voiceless is very much, and particularly in the spirit of Pope Francis, a love for the poor and a man who didn't seek suffering but was prepared to accept suffering in the cause of right, and a prayer that was much loved by him and much used by Bishop Michael about, you know, we can't do everything, but we can do something, and let's play our part as part of the bigger picture.
As you say, Pope Francis certainly seems to have brought perhaps a new focus on the poor, the voiceless, in these first 6 months of his ministry. Would you say perhaps this has given a new impetus to the justice and peace work of the Church in the UK today?
Yes, I say certainly I would say that. I think it's given it's a new spring in people's step and a reminder of living out the gospel, and particularly in the year of faith and as we think of evangelization. It's very much, I suppose, that the words attributed to Francis, that, you know, preach the gospel wherever you go, and if you have to, even use words. But, you know, Pope Francis has reminded us that actions and gestures speak louder than words, but they must be sincere gestures, you know, not just empty gestures.
My thanks there to Canon John O'Toole, Dean of Southwark Cathedral in London.